Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and I missed you last week. I don't miss many shows. I've been doing this for several years now, and if I know I'm not going to be around, I usually pre-record. And of course, Christmas time, I do have my Christmas special that I air every year. I love that music show. Today, the topic's going to be somewhat inspired by this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called Changing Directions. You can find my columns all over worldwide, or just go to brucesalen.com. Hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page. You'll get a drop-down menu with lots of wonderful options. One of the options is not about Malaysian Flight 777. It's not 777, 360. It's a Boeing 777. Obviously, this mystery has captured the minds and hearts and sympathies of people worldwide. I do care, but I think I will leave it to the other pundits to talk about what is going on. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen, and I hope you'll like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page and become a part of the Dad Chat community on Google Plus. I am working in every form of social media, and for that matter, old media that I can find. Today's guests are our fearsome threesome. We have Cheryl and Harley LeBond for some political talk. Where do we go with that? We have Pastor Drew Sams for some spiritual rap. Probably how to comfort somebody grieving would be a good topic, but I'm going to leave it to the good pastor. And finally, Dr. Jennifer Weberman for therapy talk, and she wants to talk about a recent Huffington Post column that got a lot of attention. I don't know much about it. I haven't read it, but we will hear from her when her segment comes up. The new Because I Said So comic strip is called Grades. Oh boy, don't we love when we get our kids' grades and their report cards. Tonight at Dad Chat, we are taking on the bullies. We haven't taken on that topic. It's obviously a very big topic. One of the reasons I haven't taken it on is I think it's overplayed. But on the other hand, there are bullies. And technology allows bullies to be bullies anonymously. At least in the old days, it was a big bad guy that was big, and he beat up other kids and intimidated other kids. It was mostly the boys. Now the girls are doing all kinds of ugly stuff with social media and texting and embarrassing kids. We've had suicides. We've had all sorts of things that are going on. We've even had some so-called bullying in the NFL. We all know that story. I don't think that's false. I think the guy was picked on in a way that was probably unpleasant. I don't think he was physically abused. And we've heard about lots of this sort of thing going on in the Army as well with men and women soldiers. So bullying is something that is pervasive. We also have a very big international bully. His name is Putin. And then we have a very, very big or small international wimp. His name's Obama. But we won't go there. I think what is going on in the world stage is very scary. The disaster in the Ukraine is going to spill over to Iran, to Syria, to so many other places, China. When you have a president as feckless as ours, it's back to Jimmy Carter time where the world knows they can basically get away with anything. This is scary. This is scary stuff. I was going to use a word I'm not allowed to use, but fortunately I caught myself. So we're taking on the bullies at Dad Chat tonight. Got a very special co-host. Her name is Adrienne Ashley, and she is a powerhouse, a true powerhouse. This week's I'm Not That Dad vlogs, and there are two, our Safari Smorgasbord, and What a Powderful Day. One is from my Africa trip, obviously. Lots of animals in Safari Smorgasbord. I don't know how to pronounce that, but I know how to spell it. I had to look it up. And What a Powderful Day was about a ski day I had just a couple days ago where all by myself I skied in the trees, and it was glorious. I am presently in Park City, Utah, where I have been for most of the winter. I am doing this show yet again via Skype. Back to my home station in Santa Barbara, back to some form of satellite, and then it gets out to you on terrestrial radio, and then it's put on iTunes, and then later it's put on my website. All of this in the matter of about an hour and a half. I mean, a little bit of time afterwards, my producer Richard Dugan, boom, he's got it on iTunes. Boom, it's on my website. I load up the page, he loads up the show. Technology blows me away. Yet I said I wouldn't talk about it. With all our technology, we cannot find this plane? Hello? This is just unbelievable. Richard, if you're ready, how about a life lesson? I could use one.
You got to accentuate the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative. Mm-hmm. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
All right.
You got
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Love means saying no. Saying no may be among the hardest things we do as parents, yet it may also be one of the most important. Is it the easiest? Of course not. Teaching your children that no means no is teaching them to trust you. Think about it. You say if you do such and such, you will get grounded. They do it and you don't ground them. What does that teach? That you don't tell the truth. Say no when it's needed and stick with a consequence always. Say no when it's needed and stick with a consequence always. I'm Bruce Salen. Find me at brucesalen.com and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's one of you.
Well, that's pretty good advice. Why does it not work with my wife? I try to say no. She just gives me a funny look and goes ahead and buys whatever the heck she wants. Oh, well. But with our children, seriously, stick to the no. You'll be a better parent. The job is to be the best parent, not to be their best buddy. I talk about that all the time. So no is part of being a parent. And you will gain their respect. That's the irony. Giving in, just like our president, giving in like he does and being nice, nobody respects it. That's why our standing in the world is so low right now. Well, the standing in your home won't be very big if you're a wimp. Doesn't mean you beat up your kids. Doesn't mean you're mean. Just means you're clear. Clear on what you stand for and what you don't stand for. Got to do it in our home, and I wish to God our government could do it. Well, with those words, I will turn you over to some commercials. We are going to have political talk with Cheryl and Harley Laban after these messages.